uncertainty over whether further lifting of restrictions to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 as more people are vaccinated will go ahead on Monday week. That's when pubs and restaurants were expecting to serve indoors and more gatherings were allowed in people's homes. But a final decision won't be made until late next week. The Taoiseach has told his party that there is increased concern over the Delta variant, a more contagious strain of the virus, which is more resistant to just one dose of a vaccine and which is growing in prevalence here and across Europe. Leo Varadkar acknowledged that case numbers are stable and hospital numbers were flat, but he said the variant remains a big concern and the rising case numbers in the UK, he said, were worrying. Dr. Mary Favier is a Cork-based GP, former president of the Irish College of General Practitioners and a member of NEPHET, that's the National Public Health Emergency Team. Dr. Favier, good morning again.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us about your own experience of COVID currently.
COVID numbers in Cork are relatively quiet, but as general practitioners, we're somewhat hampered because of the cyber attack. We're not getting the same data. We're not seeing the same referrals. What we are seeing is, unfortunately, people presenting to walk-in test centres in particular, you know, with symptoms, sometimes even in some areas like in Dublin, after work. So concerning uptick in the numbers. We see a rise in Athlone that people know about, but there's also a rise now in Waterford and a new pop-up centre opening there. So some concern about numbers, some concern as well about behaviours. We have done so well. It's solidarity that's got us here. Community has made us manage all this, but we just need to be careful now over the next few weeks.
Yes, as Dr. McCauley was echoing in Donegal earlier, because of the cyber attack, because you're not seeing cases and you're not monitoring them, are people less likely to isolate when they get symptoms as a result?
We would have always, as general practitioners, one of the most important parts of our role, besides sending electronic referrals for testing, was to give isolation advice. The detail about, first of all, who else in your family might need to be tested, close contacts, anybody with other symptoms, but also what isolation actually means, what staying in the house means, restricting your movements, what coming home from work, taking your children out of school actually means. We would have texted people routinely the HSE links to isolation. So we can't do that, so we're somewhat restricted, but it's a concern now. People understand that the Delta variant is more infectious, and the ECDC has said that Europe will have 90% Delta variant by the end of August. We already see that it's 20% here, 50% in Northern Ireland, so a concern in terms of increasing numbers.
But the number of cases is remaining steady. In fact, it's falling, and the number of people sick is not getting bigger either. If and when Delta becomes the dominant variant, what do you expect to change?
This is the challenge between... If we have a new wave, and unfortunately we're likely to, there is going to be some difference in this wave because it's the difference between infection and disease. Infection in the first waves, in particularly in our older populations, largely equated with disease and very serious disease, illness, hospital, and on some occasions death, unfortunately. However, because it's our older populations are vaccinated, but not completely, and there are some gaps in it, in spite of an excellent vaccination program, the people who are getting infected, but less disease and less hospitals and ICU. However, that's very dependent on the numbers. So we might have 1,000 cases and manage, but will we manage on 6,000 or 10,000 cases? Inevitably, some of those young people are going to get quite sick, and unfortunately we may have deaths, but we'll have things like long COVID illness. So it is different. Vaccination is the answer. It's the pushback against infection, and we need more time to vaccinate. So it's a balance. It's different, but we need to be cautious.
If this is a race between variants and vaccines, how long more will it take the current vaccine program to get enough of a lead to reopen relatively safely?
But the vaccine program is really working very well. 3.5 million vaccines have been given so far, roughly half between the mass vaccine centres and half in general practice. And so 66% of the population have had a first dose. However, there are some gaps. So the 60 to 69s, only a third of those have had a first dose. And we know that this variant needs two doses of vaccines to be effective. And we would really remind people to get their second doses. So we delivered a huge number of vaccines last week. 340,000 vaccines were delivered across the country. So another 3 weeks would give us a further million doses, taking 3.5 million to 4.5 million, which would make a really substantial difference. At this time, it's all about vaccine in arms, and we, the additional two or three weeks would make a very substantial difference.
Okay, two or three more weeks, but restrictions are due to be lifted on Monday week. What's your personal view on the timing of those restrictions on more indoor mixing in pubs, restaurants and people's homes? Should they be extended?
I think it's the government will make those decisions. I think there'll be many variables that bring it, you know, to make a decision. I think it's a combination that it's a very hard decision. People are worn and tired, but it is the social solidarity that has got us here so far. It is the extraordinary community effort. And I think the feeling on the ground, and this would be the feeling of many general practitioners, is vaccination saves lives. If it's two to three more weeks so that we can prevent ever having our health service in the same circumstances it was in January, or ever having that number of deaths again, or ever going into another lockdown, I think the sentiment out there would be that we would delay very strategically, because you've got to remember that what we're asking, the reason these are the final steps of opening up is because they're the riskiest. It's indoors, it's closed spaces, it's lack of ventilation. And in the interim, we really ask people to keep with the basics, the things they've been doing so well, the masks, the social distancing, the washing hands, the staying outside, because in the end, that and vaccination are what will save the situation.
Dr. Favier, when will NPHET meet to discuss what to advise?
NPHET generally meets on a Thursday morning, but in the past we've been asked by the government to pull it forward to Wednesday on weeks where there's a cabinet decision to be made. That may yet happen. NPHET would be entirely open to that. Of course, it serves the government, and the figures will be in, and we will have a much better idea by then, because the numbers keep coming in every day. If we're in the same position next week as we are today, it will be an easier decision. If the numbers continue to deteriorate, that will be more problematic.
Dr. Mary Favier, thank you for speaking to us.